Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. 273 square miles protected for Kino checker spot butterfly. It's a plight recently described by a biologist as four engines out and about 10 seconds to impact. The Kino checker spot butterfly used to be one of the most common butterflies in Southern California. At the turn of the century, millions could be seen each year in a swath extending from the Santa Monica Mountains south into Baja California and east to the desert. Urban and suburban sprawl, habitat fragmentation, livestock grazing, and pesticide spraying have reduced it to just 8 areas in southwestern Riverside and southern San Diego counties, and 4 in Baja. It has not been seen in Orange County, Los Angeles County, or coastal San Diego County for nearly 30 years. The Kino checker spot was listed as a federally endangered species on January 16, 1997, in response to a lawsuit by the Center for Biological Diversity. But help is on the way. Fulfilling an agreement negotiated with the Center for Biological Diversity, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service designated 273 square miles, that's about 174,600 acres of critical habitat areas for the Kino checker spot butterfly in Riverside and San Diego counties on April 15th. Critical habitat is defined as all areas necessary for the recovery of an endangered species. Federal agencies are prohibited from approving actions which destroy or adversely modify critical habitat, including the issuance of development permits on private land. Though large, the designation is considerably less than the 301,010 acres proposed by the Clinton administration. The Center for Biological Diversity is reviewing the deleted habitat areas and may sue to reinstate them. 19,386 acres protected for three California spine flowers, 800 letters in support of first for plant conservation. In keeping with a court order obtained by the Center for Biological Diversity, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service designated 19,386 acres of critical habitat for three endangered spine flowers on the Central California coast on May 29th. They are threatened by habitat fragmentation, urban and suburban sprawl, fire suppression, off-road vehicles, spread of exotic plants, herbicide spraying, and the decline of their native pollinators. 6 species of butterflies, 3 species of beetles, 6 species of flies, 3 species of bees, fecid wasps, and ants. Spinefowl are also dependent upon animals for seed dispersal, having evolved spiny seeds which cling to and are dispersed by black-tailed hares, ground squirrels, mule deer, gray foxes, coyotes, bobcats, striped skunks, opossums, raccoons, and other small mammals and birds. The three spine flowers were protected under the Endangered Species Act in 1994 with the promise that critical habitat would later be designated. After waiting 5 years for the designation, the Center for Biological Diversity filed suit in 1999, winning a court order to protect the species' dwindling habitat. The Center for Biological Diversity's activist network sent over 800 letters supporting the designation, setting a new mark for plant conservation activism. 18,830 acres of critical habitat were designated in Monterey and Santa Cruz counties for the Monterey spinefowl. It is endemic to the rim of Monterey Bay and the coastal plain of the Salinas Valley, where it occurs with a host of other endangered species, including Sangilia, Menzies wallflower, Yadon's piperia, robust spinefowl, Smith's blue butterfly, and the western snowy plover. It has been extirpated or eliminated from San Luis Obispo County. 469 acres of critical habitat were designated in Santa Cruz County for the robust spinefowl. It has been extirpated from Alameda, San Mateo, Santa Clara, and Monterey counties and now only occurs in coastal and near-coastal areas in southern Santa Cruz County, in areas also supporting the endangered Monterey spinefowl and the Santa Cruz long-toed salamander. 287 acres of critical habitat were designated in Santa Cruz County for the Scotts Valley spinefowl. It occurs in just 2 populations at the northern end of Scotts Valley in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And we thank the Center for Biological Diversity for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the boys in the-